For many Montreal tenants, February is rent increase season. Marie-Frédérique Saint-Ange, who works at the Citizens Action Committee of Verdun, says the CACV receives dozens of calls a day from tenants in tough situations.
Ever since last year, we've seen a very steep increase in demand for services related to eviction, repossession, and rent increase, sometimes as high as 40 calls per day.
Montreal rents have been shooting up for at least 5 years now. But last year saw Quebec's Housing Tribunal increase its own numbers. The TAL, as it's more commonly known, set rent-fixing guidelines at around 4%. This year, at 5.9%, the number's even higher, which means that tenants who used to pay an extra $15 a month may now be asked to pay an extra $50.
It's very distressing, and we see a lot of people come in the office and not knowing how they're going to make ends meet or have their kids do extracurricular activity, how they're going to feed themselves because the rent increases is out of their financial reach. A lot of times people will say, I have no choice but to refuse this rent increase because I'm just not going to be able to pay rent. And when looking at the number, we know that if they go to the TAL, they will fix the rent even higher than what was suggested, which is it's violent. It's very bad, and it drives people who built Verdun out of our neighborhood.
This year, the CACV isn't just taking tenants' calls. They're hosting a series of rent increase clinics to keep up with the demand. Tenants can come to the offices on Rue de Verdun to help figure out whether the number they're hearing from their landlord is fair and understand their right to refuse.
Let's say you have an increase of 30% and there is no work done. It doesn't make any sense, you know, because the landlord has to justify where this 30% comes from. And to get 30%, since I have been doing a lot of rent increases, I know that something is fishy, right?
This is Sylvie Dorval, one of the volunteer workshop leads at the CACV. She says that rent increases can be tricky. Legally, Quebec has a formula for landlords to follow, but not everybody does. And tenants don't have all the information to do their own calculations.
Increase in taxes are accessible publicly. We can go online and find it for them. School taxes as well. That's quite easy. The problem that we're facing to get the proper information is we don't have the contract of the insurance contract. So we don't know. The landlord can say my insurance increased that much and there's no way for us to prove. Some new landlord will try just anything to make more money.
It's not just tenants who are sounding the alarm. Adam Mongrain is the director of housing at Vivre en Ville. The nonprofit advocates for sustainable urbanism and is a group behind Quebec's Rental Registry, a public place for tenants to share their rent.
This is the exact kind of transaction which is currently destroying our housing stock, is just acquisition of buildings that were in the green, but they were built a couple of decades ago, and taking those lower priced units and going, well, someone, you know, it used to go for $600 or $1,000, but now someone is willing to give me $2,000 or $3,000 to live here. So I'm going to buy this existing stock and I'm going to price it to the means of the richest person willing to live here.
The TAL's calculation allows landlords to pass on the cost of things like maintenance and repairs at a rate that varies from year to year. The CALPIC, which advocates for landlords in the province, says those numbers haven't always kept up with inflation and the ballooning costs of major works. But Mongrain says the current system is already tipped in the landlord's favor.
After the cost of construction is paid for the first time, cost of maintenance, insurance, taxes is not something that you need to constantly optimize to the means of the person willing to give you the most money for that building. Doing maintenance work and repairs is not something that is specific to rental housing. Every house, every building in Quebec is getting worse all the time. And the 60% of people in Quebec that are homeowners also have to do major repair work. What you are paying for when you are renting out is you are actually paying for this work.
He says part of the problem is that tenants' rights are strong on paper, but it's up to the tenant to know and act on them in practice.
It's a fight. And I think it's bad news that all of us need to become civil rights experts.
For tenants facing a rent increase now, the CACV says that aside from knowing your rights, talking to your neighbors is a good first step.
You need to knock on your neighbor's door and ask them if they too want to negotiate their rent increase slower. I think it's really a matter of sticking together and solidarity within our class.
Even with the workshops they're putting on, the aim for tenants is to feel less alone. That's what got Dalval involved after her own landlord tried to rent evict her, and what keeps her coming back as chair of the board to help other tenants through tough times.
Just the fact that you have someone that will stand for you and will support you is sometimes a lot. Just that.
For more information about the clinics, you can contact the CACV or contact your local housing committee to help calculate your own rent hike. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.